嗱，當然啦，睇我哋節目嗰啲，如果年輕啲咧，就覺得我哋兩個老嘢就喺度即係白頭宮女話當年嗰個
時代。唔係話當年，到而家都係噶，到而家都係喎。
但係而家佢哋嗰個生活體驗同我哋嗰個生活體驗好唔同嘅，博士。
而家點樣唔同咧？而家叫做咧就叫白水仔。打曬領呔，穿白領，搭起個棚，
做老千，
但簽完張合同入買，睇完你個私人電視台退都唔撚得嘅，你撚樣乜人係咪啊？
咁呢啲就係任何一個時代都有㗎啦。
一撚樣仲衰撚過幫妹，
你嗰啲欺詐揾老親啊、老千啊，
仲衰撚過古惑仔。
而家都好多即係好多啦，無論喺商界啊，
你仲埋喎，仲冇道義喎，你係點啲阿婆喎？恰啲無知嘅人喎，
你嗰啲大地產商，你揾人去收樓，你話收樓嗰啲人，喂就揾一啲古惑仔啦，揾一啲人你俾錢佢就係真係騷擾你，你個樓唔俾佢都唔得。喂，呢啲嘢到今日為止都不斷發生，
發生緊，
係咪？咁然後幕後咧就係而家啲大地產商，咁但係你吹得佢帳咩？佢掟嗰啲錢出嚟就有人幫佢做，嗰啲咩生啊咁啊有人幫佢做，做呢句一定係揾人去騷擾你。是吧，政府配合他由九成強拍變成八成，是吧，這些都是的。Hello， 大家好，我是毓敏，我同郭大师郭博士就有一个节目叫做那些年，就会在礼拜六夜晚即深夜时分11点至11点半播出。那些年是讲什么呢？我们两个呢，有人就夫子自道，有人就插科打诨，讲的呢都是香港的旧事。舊得嚟，有啲講緊係幾廿年前，係嘛？有啲可能去到100年前，係嘛？而家唔係懷舊，而係温故知新。仲有呢、這個節目咧，係非常之有趣嘅。大家記得留意收睇、收聽，同埋記得交月費。
ティンガー、その内からはキングヘイローが伸びてきた2番手、外からはディキマと突っ込んで2番手に並んできたフェアリーキングプローン、ゴールイン。勝ったのはフェアリーキングプローン。オルフェーブル、オルフェーブル、ジェンティルドンナ、オルフェーブル、ジェンティルドンナ、並んでゴールイン。わずかまや、ボーボーや、外面で、好似行過咁已經過曬噶啦。中間位置有精彩日子埋遍大運財，外面的大賽波士接近終點，步步有好。
When you put the reins in his hand, you know you've got the right man aboard.
He hasn't even pushed the button on the Mighty Mare Winx, and she's really starting to pull away. Back-to-back wins in the Chipping Norton. It's motionless. Here's Sweet 16 for Winx, making it back-to-back wins in the George Ryder. This is it, the grand final of Australian racing, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. But away she goes now, Winx, in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She's racing royalty, this mare. There's 17 in a row, the grandstand shaking.
Waiting for you, and you've arrived on the fastest girl in the world.
Growing up on the farm in Dunedoo, dreaming of being a jockey and dreaming of riding a champion.
Here we go again, Winx from right out the back, powers away from Happy Clapper and Fox Play, and the champ makes it 20 in a row.
Bowman hasn't blinked, he's doing it easily. Racing's wonder of the world, puts up 2 legs, 3 legs. Look at her go with 100 metres to go. 21 today on the biggest dance floor of them all. Winx by 8 legs.
They're ready for the Cox Play, set, they're racing.
We've waited 35 years for this, and Winx moves up to Galo Chop. The valley's rocking and the world is knocking. Winx in front, Juvenor's coming at her. Winx is holding on.
Racing in the the Japan Cup for 2017. Here comes Hugh Bowman on Cheval Grand. It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
Yes, it's certainly got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? But, realistically, I've been blessed with some opportunities to ride some of the best horses in the world over the last 12 months, and very grateful for those opportunities, and it's accumulated in receiving this very prestigious and honourable award, and I couldn't be more happy.
How much relief was there winning the Japan Cup just a couple of weeks ago, knowing that you secured this award?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you, the award was certainly in the back of my mind. I knew obviously I'd led the point scoring system for the whole year, more or less, with the European season starting a little bit later than the season in Australia. So it was interesting that it came down to the last race of the year, and to be brutally honest, I expected Ryan Moore to basically overtake me during the European season, but when Winks returned to work in August and I still had a healthy lead, I thought, well, maybe she can help me on my way, and she certainly did that. But it was Cheval Grand's Japan Cup win that secured the points for me in the end. And yeah, I think, to be honest, to win one of the world's most iconic races in the Longines Japan Cup was certainly a highlight of my career, and to then have the point system increase enough for me to win the Longines World's Best Jockey was certainly icing on the cake.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it like winning that Japan's big race?
Yeah, look, it was a dream come true, really. I mean, I've enjoyed a great deal of success at the highest level in Australia for some time now, and I won my first international Group 1 on Werther last year here in Hong Kong, and to win, like I said, one of the world's most iconic races in the Longines Japan Cup was very, very special, and you know, only really succeeded by my association with Winks.
This month on Winning Post, we're focusing on racing in Japan and in Hong Kong. Obviously, you're familiar with both. How would you describe the models of racing there?
Yeah, it's a good question. They're very different, you know, and I think as a jockey, it certainly asks different questions of your ability, and that's something that I've really enjoyed, being able to sort of hone my skills in different parts of the world. And Japan is a very unique riding style, and I think the racing system there is very strong and very admirable, and the horses there, I think, are absolutely world-class, whereas Hong Kong, being more enclosed environment, obviously the top horses are world-class, but, you know, most of the horses here are more of a handicap-based type of horse, and they're handicapped very closely, so it certainly asks the jockeys to be at their highest level to succeed here in Hong Kong because of the handicapping system.
And finally, how good would it be to go out on a high Sunday's big race?
Well, I'm yet to taste success at Hong Kong International Race Meeting, and I did run second last year in the mile on Helene Paragon, and I think Lucky Bubbles is my best ride for the Sunday's meeting, and I enjoyed success earlier on him in the Group 1 Champion Sprint Prize earlier this year, so very excited to be reuniting with him, and very hopeful that we can have a similar result.
Well, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
好啦，咁啊睇咗條咁長嘅六分鐘嘅片咧，咁啊真係唔好話我懶啊，咁但係咧都點解我要播呢條片咧，梗係有理由啦。咁啊，但係咧我就正式開始啦。今日呢個12月16日晚嘅馬場 USB， 咁我係由
頭。係啦，
嗱咁啊，其實咧即係上個禮拜啦，咁其實啱啱呢一條片咧，其實就應該上個禮拜就播俾大家睇嘅。咁但係因為上個禮拜我哋要講咁多嗰四場國際賽，講場場都講到過曬鐘，咁我有乜可能播呢條片俾大家睇啊？咁所以就留翻今日播啦，即係都要找數。咁啊，即係點解咧？就因為即係呢一個亦都係一個國，即係呢個國際賽事嘅其中一個主要嘅重點咧，就係每一年咧佢嗰個世界，即係嗰個最佳騎師獎咧，咁啊其實就以即係香港國際賽就做呢個開始嘅，即係每一年，即係其實而家即係啱啱禮拜日上個禮拜日贏嗰四場馬，就其實嗰陣時就已經開始計分嘅啦。 咁咧，直至一路咧就退到去到咧就每一年嘅日本杯咧，就作為嗰個
最後結算、
最後計數。咁所以咧就即係頭先嗰條最早嗰條三分零鐘嘅兩分零三分零鐘嘅片咧，咁就係即係佢哋官方
咁、
那、
啊、
個，
佢喺香港頒獎嘅呢個
係啦，就喺、是、香港個頒獎，就係咧嗰個國際賽嗰個歡迎晚宴嗰度咧就頒獎，每一年都係咁樣噶啦，每一年都係喺嗰個位嗰度頒獎，咁然後就即係食下就佢就會播翻頭先嗰條片俾大家睇，咁跟住咧就。揾下報文出嚟咁啊，領獎咁，然之後咧，跟住咧就即係噏幾句心感想，咁之後咧落咗台啦，就做咗頭先嗰個訪問啦。咁、嗯、啊，先講翻啦。咁其實佢今年都
叫做浪琴標全年最佳冠軍騎師，
唔
係叫做
唔係冠軍騎師，佢係叫最佳騎師，因為咧，因為你好難話叫做冠軍嘅。
佢贏得最多一級賽。
因為你
公認嘅一級賽應該咁講，
係啦。咁但係咧就係話佢冇一個佢唔係話一班騎師去指定跑某幾場賽事啊嘛。佢係即係嗰一百大裏邊，即、就、係、是、各自去跑。咁然之後咧，咁頭先阿布文都咁樣講啦。頭先喺個訪問度佢都講得好清楚啦，就話其實佢當時都以為係啊。即係雖則佢係未跑呢個郭士盾嗰、那個佢嗰、那個那個雲斯先知個 preparation 之前咧，其實佢預期阿莫亞係會過佢頭嘅，即係話因為佢喺歐洲嗰、那個嗰、那個賽季啊。咁但係如果你記得我當時講嗰、那個排行表嘅時候，我都講過俾大家聽啦，即係當時上嚟講嗰個表，即係最後個結果嗰陣。大圖你都炒過咗個幾鑊噶嘛，即係炒過咗阿莫亞幾鑊噶嘛，咁所以令到佢就喺嗰度就搶唔到分，咁而同一時此消彼長之下，咁你報文又喺雲斯先至都幫佢攞咗六場啦，咁跟住又喺香港又領
靠只明月千里領咗兩場，
領咗兩場，同埋只幸運如意啦，咁跟住啦埋齋啦，以為埋齋嗰場日本杯，咁就。贏埋只高尚進日咁啊，變咗就順理成章咁，所以其實佢都講佢咁，其實佢喺嗰個訪問當中，其實佢都已經都講咗幾樣嘢。咁第一，佢都以為莫亞會過老頭，咁點知莫亞喺嗰段時間又過唔到。咁跟住佢落去跑呢個 Breeders Cup， 佢又贏唔到馬，咁啊此消彼長。咁再加上即係咧，佢從佢嗰個講嗰個字裏行間咧，佢都對個日本杯呢一場馬咧係。好趨之若鶩嘅，即係都亦都講咗指出咗咧，即係一個澳洲騎師嘅其中一個大夢想咧，即係竟然咧，即係喺報文而言咧，竟然就唔係話贏海船門，係其實原來係贏日本杯。咁其實對我嚟講，如果俾我聽到，我都覺得都幾安慰嘅。
我覺得因為佢而家喺日本客串緊，所以講翻啲客套説話啫。
咁但係事實上，咁佢嗰期嗰只高尚進日就真係捕捉到啦，即係可以捕捉到嗰個重要時刻，就乘住呢個北部園區，即係力弱啊，又甩馬蹄鐵。咁呢個甩馬蹄鐵冇人知嘅，咁嗰下就佢就沿坑直上咁啊，嗰就所以就好出色啦。咁所以就專登就俾翻呢個即係片段同埋呢個訪問大家睇翻啦。咁就等大家睇下啦。嗱，咁啊報文啦，咁就但係報文喺啱啱上個禮拜日嘅表現咧，就真係麻麻地嘅啫，老老實實。幸運如意就你又賴佢啦，即係我又唔會賴佢個人嘅，咁啊馬就
只馬啫，
馬就差唔多啦。即係反而如果你問我鬧抵鬧鬧得鬧會鬧咧，就鬧只善德福咯，因為嗰場其實早段佢就冇莫雷拉咁有決心啊，即係因為莫雷拉就因為佢攞住佢恃住攞住佢一檔。就有咁好彩咧，一檔喺嗰場馬又竟然係冇塞車，佢就係喺慢咁樣捱咗翻嚟。
但係呢個題外話啦，但係我覺得莫雷拉其實都係俾潘頓玩嘅，因為潘頓咧佢夾硬佢留住只馬克羅斯做一個慢步速咧，中段咧。隻新寫實派咧係搶口嘅，見到
梗係啦，你睇下中早，因為中間嗰段都
係比較慢。所以嗰段其實對新寫實派嚟講係有啲不利，
有啲不利，同埋對善德福都不利啊，因為中間都混咗，佢變咗冇位出啦，冇位上啊。
即係呢場香港杯，即係題外話啦，佢真係自取報文莫雷拉加埋配套，咪最緊要有埋佢。
係啦，咁啊，所以咧，咁所以就即係馬哈羅斯就都 OK 啦。咁所以咧就報，所以報文咧就。就而家就仲而家就喺度客串緊啦，咁喺日本客串緊，咁應該係跑埋下個禮拜，咁就佢就應該唔會跑嗰場希望錦標嘅，咁跑完有馬幾年就會翻嚟，就會翻澳洲咁啊，可能唞下暑咁樣啦，因為澳洲有暑假啊嘛。咁啊好啦，咁啊講咗交代咗阿布文呢個啦，咁其實都用咗好多時間。咁啊其實咧嗱，見到我呢個台面啊有一本新有一本書喎，咁呢本書咧就係、是、咧。即係咧，如果大家即係呢個見到呢個封面都可能有啲似曾相識啊。咁其實咧，嗱呢個咧你可能就未必識。咁啊，因為咧，呢一個作者啊 以前呢其實在十幾年十幾廿年前其實他是寫了一套叫做寫了一套書叫做《無敵的馬神秘笈》。那這位仁兄呢就即可能大家都聽過或者看星可以看我們星即是看我效力那份報紙都知道他是馬觀微。那我就因為我就這個他是我一個很尊敬 的朋友亦都是一個前輩，所以呢我就見次見到佢咧，我就叫馬神兄嘅。咁點解咧？點解叫馬神兄？因為其實佢同已故嗰位馬神啦，即係嗰個職業賭徒啦 ，Robert Moore 咧，其實佢哋係有啲即係其實佢哋係合作，有個即係自己一個賭馬集團嘅。咁所以咧，其實佢係一個職業賭徒嚟嘅，即係賭馬嘅。咁啊，咁佢嗰陣時咧就其實寫咗一套咧十四本，就係教大十五本就教大家點樣咧去賭馬。咁啊，用啲唔同，用啲比較咧另類啲，即係一般大電視，一般電視唔係用嗰啲，即係譬如話係佢咧，就當時係佢咧教我睇，我就係咧，所以點解我睇平時睇現場賽、現場走位咧、現場嗰個直播咧，我係睇英文，我唔睇中文嘅，就係佢教我睇英文嘅，因為英文始終嚟講，你到今天為止，你今而家英文嗰班主持咧，始終佢哋嗰個即係我唔講中文嗰啲啦，即係我費事講啦。但係英文嗰啲佢哋起碼係嗰個專業程度同埋佢哋對馬嗰個認識咧，係真係好深厚。咁好多時你可以喺佢口講，喺佢哋講嘅大家嗰啲主持嘅 crossover 裏面咧，其實你都學到好多，尤其是以前咧，即係嗰位麥卓士啊 ，Mark Richards 啊，黎卓士啊。即係而家就做咗拍賣會負責拍賣嗰個啦，馬會拍賣嗰個總監啦咁。但係以前佢係一個騎師嚟嘅，佢就好多時用好多佢騎師嘅角度咧，去話俾你聽邊啲馬有即係分分鐘有陣時有啲幾十倍嘅冷門，佢都可以咁樣話到俾你聽。咁就算而家講緊即係英文旁述嗰個女即係行沙圈嗰個 Jenny Chapman 啦，其實 Jenny Chapman 即係而家即係 David Price 個老婆啦。
嗯。
其實 Jenny Chapman 咧，其實佢以前都係騎師，仲要係冠軍騎師嚟嘅喺澳洲。咁、
嗯、
所以點解我睇英文台就可以睇到好多呢啲，即係我喺好多馬嘅知識。當然，
唔係大家都有個騎師，中文都有個黃若信。係
啦，咁唔好講
咩，嗱
我唔講中文先，但我同阿黃若信冇嘢嘅，即係話我黃若信講好多佢現場嗰啲嘢咧，我都中意聽嘅。咁但係因為我自己都係即係喺外國讀書啦，咁啊都聽慣英文，咁所以咧我就即係聽英文就嗰個感覺咧就舒服啲。咁所以咧嗱呢本書咧，其實佢之前呢本之前咧，其實咧佢就轉。另一個方式啦，即係佢以前就係用一啲好技術，又一啲仲要攞埋啲實例，仲要甚至乎佢攞翻佢當時俾馬會 ban 咗佢個投注户口嗰啲嘢話翻俾大家聽，因為佢係當時一小部分係俾馬會 ban 咗個投注户口嘅。
嗯，
咁你諗下啦，嗰陣點解？咁你諗下啦，呢個人就算你話 Robert Moore 跳樓死咗啦，咁但係佢哋到今時為止，咁就即係喺都係賭。即係賭馬都賭咗咁耐啦，咁所以咧，佢而家呢個方，依家咧佢而家寫呢三本，呢本已經係第三本嘅啦。呢本《贏馬暗角規避》啦，咁就佢就係用一啲用翻咧，即係同大家去回憶翻以前嘅嘢。咁當然有啲就係真實嘅，有啲咧就係你睇落去就要自己諗下佢究竟講緊係邊只馬，或者講緊邊一場馬，或者講緊邊個人。咁但係咧呢本書點解今次會特登會俾大家睇，即係擺出嚟俾大家介紹俾大家咧？咁第一樣嘢啦。咁就係呢個
書名，我記得你都同我講過，就因為我哋曾建超先生
係啦。咁啊，因為當年就喺因為第一本出嘅時候咧，即係第一本構思呢本嘢嘅時候咧，就正值咧就係當時嘅
曾建超
雨傘革命。咁就當時曾建超咧
就
俾人暗角打殼。咁啊，而家單嘢都完咗啦，咁啊可以講啦嚇。咁所以咧，佢就取材住嗰個暗角咧，所以咧就將呢個書名咧就改咗做《贏馬暗角規避》，咁就專將一啲即係先為人知嘅嘢講俾大家。咁但係因為今次呢一本咧，點解我要特別要解釋同大家講咧？咁啊，首先我多謝阿馬神兄啦。咁就即係嗰晚漏夜三點幾就即係知我收工，咁就專登漏夜等我就。親手將呢本著作就交俾我，咁我都睇咗，我都已經睇咗差唔多睇曬。咁但係有兩個故仔咧，嗰啲呢本書有兩個故仔咧，我覺得幾值得同大家 留意，即係同大家講講，同希望大家咧可以即係去報攤買啦。咁第一個古仔咧就係咧，講愛倫嘅第一個古仔，嗰個叫做《贏馬大》嗰、那個古仔嗰個名啊叫做《馬場大白鯊》，咁就係講愛倫。咁其實就講愛倫咧，即係中後期，即係其實由講一個總結啊。即係由佢初初開倉，跟住到點樣去即係去遠征啊，帶靚蝦王啊，帶呢、這個殖民首長嚟啊，跟住開倉，然之後咧就做冠軍練馬師，跟住後來就同阿榮生咁啊，有啲阿奔騰啊、活力先生咁，佢講咗一個總結，跟住後來一個總結啦。咁另外一個古仔咧，我覺得就係、是、又係值得同大家講嘅，就係而家都講咗好耐啦。咁啱啱最近。
嗯，
高東尼都要找到個名師嚟啦，啊呢、這個 Mon 呢、這個即係講馬，即係呢個識講馬語言嗰個師傅啦 ，Monty 啦，咁就係英女王都要揾佢同馬教，揾佢幫佢同啲馬溝通嘅。咁而家就揾咗請咗佢嚟啦，重金禮聘請咗佢嚟咧，就幫只巴基之星睇下搞唔搞得掂佢啦。咁所以咧就即係呢個古仔咧，嗱呢個佢呢度後面寫佢呢個巴基之星嘅即係點解佢會咁厭戰嗰樣嘢咧？咁其實咧。即系咧，我睇完之後咧，我都覺得即系當堂我有啲好唔同嘅諗法啦。即係其實好多時，即係初初我哋大家去講巴基之星，即係罷跑啊、罷工啊嗰陣時，其實我哋都係講緊一啲好即係出邊好多人講緊，或者一個第一眼嘅觀感。咁但係咧，阿馬神興咧，佢演繹呢一個咧，佢又用另一個角度。但係咧，呢個角度
呢個咧，其實我立過啊本書咧，佢似乜嘢咧？就係似咧，我以前咧有份馬經咧，我唔講邊份啦，有個專欄叫做《江湖百曉生》，就是、類似呢啲咁樣嘅嘢，你哋就要攆嗰本書咧，你先至睇得明佢寫乜嘢嘅，即係好似嗰啲，
絕對係啦，
即係例如好似話呢個拍呢個叫做乜嘢啊？叫跑羊啊，這個天堂城啊，有啲，即係嗱，呢個就係我以前好中意睇嘅，我有啲專欄叫《江湖百曉生》。係
啦，咁所以
嗰類咁樣嘅嘢啦。
咁所以咧，呢本講巴基之星呢個咧，其實又值得大家去深思嘅，因為佢用咗好多中間，佢用咗好多好實際嘅、好實質嘅一啲理據，同埋一啲好科學化嘅理由咧。去解釋俾你聽點解巴基之星會係咁樣，但係即係如果你睇翻，即係你睇翻佢講翻佢一啲比較，就佢 even 佢攞埋只當家精選嚟做比較嘅，咁你睇咗落去，咦又真係，咁啊真係令到我真係我呢啲我哋啲文馬大嗰啲咧睇翻，咦又唔係冇道，又真係有道理喎，咁所以呢個真係，所以點解到今日為止，即係到即係我到一直咧，我對阿馬神興咧都係好尊敬嘅，一個好尊敬嘅一個朋友。咁同埋咧呢個咧佢後邊咧仲有一個咧就叫做即係附插嘅咧就係咧就同大家咧揭開咧。即係今季初咧，麥飛文嗰、那個即係行馬機以外嘅一啲附加資料啦，即係都講俾大家聽，即係行馬機係有啲乜嘢種類，點解會有發生呢個意外？咁啊可以俾大家睇到。咁所以咧就所以借呢個機會咧就俾同大家介紹呢本。咁同埋咧，大家記住咧，今日節目嘅結尾咧，嗱我哋會揭曉啦，即係啱啱我哋嗰個香港國際
啊，我哋啲馬迷都好醒目啊！
嗱，我哋陣間先講嗰樣啦。咁啊，我哋陣間先講啦。咁啊，嗰個國際賽嗰、那個。競猜遊戲啦，咁除咗其中一份獎品咧，我阿馬神興咧就送咗一本爺馬暗角規避三咧，咁就連埋另外有兩份嘅，一個咧就係我哋講過就係話一月份嘅鬱文射馬嘅嗰個全個月就免費收，即、就、係、是、我哋送翻俾你睇啦，收睇啦。咁第二份嘅禮物咧，咁就係咧馬今年香港國際賽嗰件風褸。咁就三份禮物夾埋都應該都幾豐富咁啊，所以我下個禮拜就去攞翻嗰件衫啊，咁變咗咧就即係如果陣間我哋節目尾抽咗出嚟，咁我哋其實就可以咧就即係可以相約嚟頒獎咁啊，到時咧就即係我哋啊，我就會請阿馬神興咧就會即係簽翻個名啦，咁啊送翻俾我哋嗰位得獎者啦，咁所以就專登就講一講呢本書俾大家睇，咁其實呢本書其實喺報攤已經有得賣㗎啦，咁你大家可以自己去揾啦。咁啊講到啦，咁啊講完呢個之後咧，咁我哋咧就其實剩翻少少時間啦。咁呢一節，咁我就想同大家咧就重温翻咧，即係啱啱對上嗰兩個星期咧，咁就即係日本就都係跑一級賽啦。咁啊，但係咧有一場咧，我就想特別咧就喺呢度同大家講，咁就係嗰場冠軍杯。咁呢場即係日本杯，等等先，未唔好播住，唔好播住，等等先嚇。咁就係嗰場日本杯泥地賽。咁點解會播呢場日本杯泥地賽咧？咁第一咧， 就是呢一場馬就係、是、即係贏馬嗰匹啦，咁就係莫亞啦嚇，咁啊陣間你可以睇下莫亞嗰啲超凡騎功啦，即係咁啊，同埋咧就呢場馬就頭其實我哋講呢個 preview 嗰陣都介紹過俾大家聽，咁有一匹即係小林力奇啦，咁就亦都係都差唔多係臨差唔多告別。咁啊，得獎者啦，嗰只 Award 啦，咁啊，聽來真啦，咁啊，臨場咧嗰只Apollo Kentucky 咧就退出咗嘅，咁啊變咗咧就得翻十五隻馬跑嘅啫。咁我哋不如嗱一路去片就一路同大家講翻呢一場入冠軍杯。嗱咁呢場嗱咁啊呢只高 Dream 啊，呢只夜馬嗰只金色夢咧，咁就排第九檔嘅。咁啊小林力奇係一檔啦。嗱咁啊一出閘冇耐，咁其實只小林力奇咧都好主動啦。咁啊阿田邊就用翻佢當就動翻佢跑呢、這個刁志明區嗰種跑法，就喺前面放頭啦。咁大熱門嗰只 TM Jean Soku 咧，即係嗰只十三號咧，而家就啱啱喺外邊開始冚埋嚟啦。咁其實咧全程咧呢兩隻馬就全程喺前面就主宰捕捉，咁就咧後邊咧就搞到咧後邊嗱，而家鏡頭後後少嗱，高川啱啱熒幕見到啦。咁咧聽來真咧，其實就已經係其實就喺差唔多係尾嗰個部分。嗱，咁而家開到最面直路啦，咁你見到只小林力奇都係放得好輕鬆。咁啊呢只Jean Soku咧，咁就都係吊住疆城，就慢慢撳住，咁啊吊住喺第二位啦。咁但係咧，隨日早段個步速咧都唔係話太快嘅。咁啊跟住後邊嗰啲啦，嗱你睇到只高川嘅九號啦，咁啊都係蝕住喺度啦，咁啊都係好輕鬆啦。咁啊再嗱高川後邊啊，嗱而家帶住南晚就黑帽四號嗰匹咧就係信子之夢啦。咁啊信子之夢隔離咧就係嗰匹聽來真啊。嗱陣間你可以睇到咧呢場馬咧其實最陰功最陰功咧就係嗰匹聽來真。咁啊而家差唔多去到轉彎準備入直路啦，即係啱啱開始轉彎啦。咁啊都係小林力奇同埋TM Jean Soku 咧都係吊住喺一二位，一路都好輕鬆。咁諗住咧就其實諗住喺去到直路咧呢兩隻馬咧的確係彈甩咗啦。咁咧其實反而就考緊阿莫亞點樣走位。嗱而家其實莫亞嗰就啱啱都係啱啱揾到個空位啊！嗱，反而咧埋邊一聽來真就陰功啦，完全係冇位衝嘅。嗱，左扭右扭，完全都冇位，閂曬一縫牆冇。嗱，跟住就一小林力奇就透出咗少少啦 ，Jean Soku 就開始追佢。但係你而家睇下莫亞出邊，乒乒乓乓就三兩個箭步就已經冚曬過實逢馬過馬，連入邊嗰對馬都過埋，咁就爆咗個半冷門啊！呢場。呢只高 dream 咧，咁就即系计佢今年年初赢呢个二月锦标之后咧，咁就一度包办咧就呢个中央泥地两场一级赛啊，咁啊连霸。嗱，你睇到啦，呢场莫亚真系临尾嗰几步真系省到好行只马，捽到佢咧上晒颈之下咧。咁就啱啱咧就過到。
呢件衫應該係
吉田二老爺。
係啦，
吉田二老爺啊。嗱，咁呢只馬其實今年咧佢係有跑過杜拜世界盃，但係當時咧就
阿莫雷拉跑嘅，我記得
係。當時就係阿雷神跑嘅，冇錯啦。咁啊，當時就輸到好尾翻嚟嘅。咁啊，所以咧就即係呢場馬啦。咁啊，點解要帶介紹講名俾大家聽？咁其實咧前面嗰兩隻係盡賺形勢。以為小林力奇其實以為佢係可以真係跑得好啲啦，真係可以突圍啦。咁點知已經，但係嗰只 TM Jean Soku 咧，即係緊咬住佢就過咗佢，滿以為可以搞掂。咁點知就遇著只高 Dream 咁就一網成擒啦。咁啊高 Dream 啦，咁佢老豆就係嗰只高阿 Lua 啦，即係黃金誘惑啦。咁其實睇翻佢頭三名嘅副系啦，咁第二名嘅 TM Jean Soku 就係黑船副系啦，咁黑船都贏過呢場賽事，不過當年就係喺東京競馬場贏2001。咁第三名嘅小林力奇啦，咁啊即係衝擊唔到十一場之溫啊！咁但係呢只馬咧就應該會喺東京大賞典咧就會再跑。其實呢度有一堆馬應該會喺東京大賞典會再見嘅。咁啊跑完，咁但係咧就小林力奇咧就跑完東京大賞典咧就會退役噶，咁就會喺一月六號嗰日咧。就會喺京都競馬場咧，就會幫佢搞一個告隱退式嘅。
佢應該都贏咗十幾
場。十場，而家因為其實爭一場就破紀錄噶啦，咁啊贏就變咗一係單現役馬之中就贏最多一級賽嗰匹。咁所以就交代咗呢一場冠軍杯先。咁一陣間咧，我哋第二節咧就會再俾多場之溫大家睇，就係上個禮拜國際賽嗰日嗰場阪神兩歲之馬。不過咧喺未喺呢一節未結束之前咧，我就想問一下拉拉一樣嘢先。嗱咁啊，有馬紀念咧就下個禮拜咧就係62屆就舉行啦。咁其實咧就呢段時間咧，咁係 JRA 咧亦都做日本中競會亦都好多做咗好多好多嘅宣傳。 咁我問下你啦，你睇咗日本馬都一段唔短嘅日子啦，咁當然你冇我咁耐啦。咁我問你啦，你邊一場有馬紀念你對你最印象深刻？
我諗咧係1999年啊，呢個草上飛同特別周，因為睇住阿武峰，我哋成日都係嗰句睇人撲街最開心。睇住阿武峰過終點，以為自己贏啊，跟住過完終點之後，跟住哎呀輸鬼嗰、那個嗰、那個。咁但係嗰一場馬其實呢兩隻馬都係鬥得好精彩，因為嗰年嘅有馬紀念，即係當時我哋認為日本係長途跑2403紅頂鴨，一隻神鷹，一隻草上飛，就加埋隻特別周，佢哋三紅頂鴨就三國志。嗰年嘅其實亦都係好，呢三隻亦都係好高水準嘅咩，亦都係被日本人嚟認為係黃金一代啦。呢三隻馬其實係代表住，所以呢嗰年嘅有馬紀念啊，雖然冇一隻神鷹啦，
應該係第二代。你講嘅第二代，因為可能你後生得就後生啲啦。咁其實第一代最第一代咧，就應該係講翻咧，就係Mariano Top Gun、Sakura Loreal、Narita Bryan， 即係成年拜仁同埋。東即係嗰段時代那個就第一代，跟住去到特別周咧，嗰年嗰陣時咧已經係屬於係第二脱，即係特別周咧就銜接住氣槽啊嗰啲時代嘅，咁所以咧即係當然咧呢場係好精彩，我記得當年呢場嘅有馬紀念咧，咁就係影咗差唔多十幾分鐘嘅嗰張相，影咗好耐好耐，好多都以為唉應該平頭啩，點知唔係，點知即係咧。而家翻睇翻九萬幾次咧，你都覺得我都仲係覺得係隻特別周贏嘅。咁但係 anyway 啦，咁啊你覺得嗰場啦，咁但係咧我嗰啲我就慢慢第日同你陣間晏啲先，一陣間再同大家。但係咧 ，JR Radio 日本中央記者為咗即係隆重其事呢屆嘅有馬紀念咧，亦都專登咧就揾咗杜滿來同埋李慕華咧就做咗一個專訪，即係做咗一個對談嘅對訪嘅。咁啊咁個一年兩個禮拜啦，咁啊因為呢個都分開好多節啦，咁我哋都盡量就話希望可以播曬俾大家睇。咁所以咧今晚嘅節目咧，我哋就會先播頭三節俾大家睇。咁啊，我哋喺每一節嘅最後咧，即係而家我哋呢一節之前咧，我哋會先播第一節俾大家睇。咁咧第一節或者講第一節係講類係講緊啲咩嘢咧？咁其實佢嗰個主持咧，咁就將即係因為佢就即係帶翻起佢哋兩個人啦，咁就帶翻起杜滿來同埋阿李慕華啦，就係講翻佢哋咧，即係對喺佢哋眼中，即係第一個對有馬紀念嘅第一個印象係乜嘢啦？咁啊，陣間你哋可以睇到咧，因為咧後睇到呢個訪問嘅後期少少咧，咁啊李慕華咧就因為啲真係啲日文真係爭緊啲，所以咧佢後期咧佢係大好多時都係用英文嚟講，咁所以咧大家可以睇落去就會易睇啲啦。咁但係咧，我相信咧你哋一睇呢個片，即係一路睇呢個片咧，你哋就會明白其實杜滿來同埋啊李慕華係其實係講緊啲咩嘢。咁我哋嗱呢一節結束之前咧，就帶大家睇第一 part 呢一個對談先。咁啊第二節翻嚟咧，我就再解，跟住我哋再繼續第二節嘅節目，我哋轉頭見。
年末の大一番有馬記念、目前に控えた決戦への思いを今年大活躍の2人、クリストフルメール騎手とミルコデムーロ騎手に直撃。 JRA へ移籍して3年、強烈な光を放つスタージョッキーが抱く心の内、レースへの思いを語っていただきます。さあ、いよいよ今年も暮れの大一番有馬記念が目前に迫ってまいりました。今日はミルコ・デムール騎手、そしてクリストフル・メール騎手にお話をいただきたいと思います。とにかくお二人とも大活躍、 G1 4勝ずつ、
まあ今まで絶好調ですね。
フェブラリーステークス、はい、宝塚記念、そしてこの秋はスプリンターズステークス、そして先日の菊花賞、
ね、まあ今年もクラシック取りましたです。すごい嬉しい、とっても嬉しいです。
菊花賞、はい、初制覇、
はい、
あの雨、はい、重たい馬場の中でしたけれども、はい、
結構大変だったね、馬かわいそうだったです。 2003年ネオユニオス乗ってましたですね、はい、あそこに短期免許終わったけど、ダービーとサスキー賞取りましただから JLA もう一回チャンスあげたで、はい、とっても嬉しかったですけどすごい悲しかった3着でやっと勝ってた菊花賞すごいです嬉しい本当に、はい、
クラシック三冠サスキー賞、ダービー、菊花賞、はい、全部勝ったことになりました。
そうですね、すごいですね
でももっともっと勝ちたい、
もっと勝ちたい、もちろんもちろんもちろん。
そしてルメールさん、春はね
素晴らしい年ですね、G1 を、3勝連続できた、すごくもちろんすごく嬉しかったけど、ダブルね、あの両方、日本ダービーとジャパニーズオークス、うん、取ることができた、素晴らしいですね、はい、藤沢先生がまた、ダービーを、勝ったことないだから緊張がいっぱいありました、はい、
それをプレゼントできたんです
もんね。そうそうそう、それが素晴らしいでしたね、ダービーをことができた良かったです。
さあいよいよあの暮れの一番有馬記念を迎えるわけですけれども、有馬記念は世界で一番馬券が売れるレース、そして日本中が盛り上がるレースです。お二人にとって有馬記念はどういうレースかということを伺っていきたいと思います。デムーロ騎手にとっての有馬記念はどんなレースですか。
いや素晴らしい競争ですね、時期も多いしお客さんもいっぱい来ますと、うん、すごい暖かいですね、はい、本当に騎手でも乗るの時はすごい緊張してますですね。
緊張しますか。
緊張します、もちろんもちろん、結構2500メートルだからスタートがスタンドの近くに結構ファンファーレはゲートの裏は聞きますですね、そこからもすごいです、うん、刀通りなるですね本当に、はい、
さあそしてルメールさん、ルメールさんにとって有馬記念はどんなレースですか。
First time I heard about 有馬記念 was with Olivier Pellier because first year I came to Japan Olivier Pellier won the 有馬記念。 This is my image of 有馬記念、 it's Olivier Pellier with symbolic races So he told me this is the biggest race in Japan. So I always had big respect for 有馬記念。
その中でもちょっとお祭りみたいな感じ、
そうですね。まあ僕たちはヨーロッパ人でクリスマスは結構大事な祭りですね。はい。
As Mirko said, it's a little bit special for us because it's on Christmas Day.So it's a very important day for our family, our kids. And if you win 有馬記念, it's the biggest present you can give to your family. So it's a very special day.
まあ今年もぜひ本当に有馬記念でね、そういう気持ちまた味わっていただければと思います。
頑張ります。ありがとうございます。
頑張りましょう。
2017年の総決算有馬記念12月24日お楽しみに。